This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alright, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Welcome everyone, I hope you're doing well. This is a live stream with Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Quick. I'm just waiting for a couple of people, inshallah, to join us, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. My name is Mamoun Hassan, and I will be a host, I guess, really, and a guest at the same time, inshallah, where we'll be able to conversate with the Sheikh, inshallah, and bring him on. I'm going to give us a couple of minutes. In the meantime, if you are joining us from far away, go ahead and comment on where you're joining us from. Let's see where we're getting people from today, inshallah ta'ala. Last time we went live with the Sheikh, we had people come in joining us from Nigeria, people joining us from Ghana, Guyana, people joining us from Malaysia. Today's a little bit late in the nighttime, so we may not have people from that far. But go ahead and comment, inshallah, on where you're joining us from. Barakallahu fikum. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. Once again, welcome everyone to this live stream with Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Quick. My name is Mamoun Hassan, and I will be your host and guest, inshallah ta'ala. And I want to see where you're joining us from. Assalamu alaikum. Oh, Allahu Akbar, live from Los Angeles. Darren, how are you, man? I hope you're doing good. I hope you're living it up. I hope it's nice and warm where you are. It is nice and cold where we are. Wait a couple minutes, inshallah, till when we reach 20 people, inshallah, I'm going to bring the Sheikh back, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And as you're joining us, this is a really important talk that we're going to be talking to the Sheikh about, which is basically about the last video that he has released on his YouTube. We're talking about the 10 tenets of, I think what the Sheikh called it, Islamic revival, or we'll let him actually use the word to use it itself, right? Because the Sheikh loves to talk about the revival reform and the bringing back of the actual nation and the kind of work that we're doing. Alhamdulillah, Brother Baron says that it is nice and warm where he is. Allahu Akbar. So I think it's about time for us to go ahead and bring the Sheikh. Bismillah. Let me just go ahead and see where it is here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sheikh Abdullah, how are you?
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah.
It is always a pleasure, always a pleasure to be with you and to have you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and give you Jannah, Sheikh.
Alhamdulillah, it's always a pleasure to come together.
Allah yubarik fiik, inshallah. Sheikh Abdullah, let's get into it because I think it's a really important topic to be talking about. First of all, this is the last video that you actually released. And before we get into it, you are recently, you've been quite active on YouTube. in producing a lot of your content and so on. So I don't know if there's a conscious movement behind what you're trying to do or what's going on. If you just want to introduce us to what the project is that you're working on now, inshallah.
Yes, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as-salatu was-salam, as-salatu was-salam, as-salatu was-salam. Alhamdulillah, after many years in the field, I felt it was important to bring together the information and to put it out in an organized fashion so that people could actually get a definite benefit from it, and they could reflect, and they could also add their own, you know, feelings to it. Because really, what has happened to me by the will of Allah is that I've been able to be with Muslims in 63 countries, in four continents, you know, and to live with them and to cry with them, to laugh with them, to enjoy, you know, our Islam, and to actually investigate the societies itself. And so after this period of time and so many different incidents, so many different insights that I was able to get, I felt it was important to bring it together. So what has been happening over the few months is a coming together of a series of interactions with Muslims and a series of openings that have happened over the years to put it in a reasonable form for people.
Mm-hmm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, inshallah. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's talk about this recent video, inshallah ta'ala. So this recent video, you named it, I believe, the 10 tenets.
Yes, that the recent video that we put out, we call the emergence. Mm-hmm. And the concept of emergence is coming out, usually from the earth or coming from a door, or, you know, but actually coming out, you know, from darkness into light. And so the concept is based upon Islamic revival. And probably the word that made most sense to me was an awakening. But awakening has been used in so many different ways by people. And not to give the wrong image, and to have something, you know, new and fresh about this, we use one of the synonyms of awakening, and that is emergence. Mm-hmm. And so these 10 tenets are basically 10 issues, 10 pillars or principles of Islamic revival. And they came about in a very practical way. This is not an intellectual academic discussion. What this is an observation of the condition of Muslims and what was happening to the community, and some of the ideas and direction as to how to come out of the present condition that we are in, and to renew ourselves, to reinvigorate our communities, and then, you know, be more relevant to what is happening on the ground today. So these are 10 principles. They're not cut in stone. They're not the five pillars of Islam. You know, I'm not claiming to be, you know, a Mujaddid or a Mahdi, but they're really observations, practical observations over the years.
And it's actually interesting that you say this, Sheikh, because one of the things that I quite respect about your words when you say things is the fact that you've been around pretty much every single continent, and not only have you been around, but you've lived in so many different places. The question that I always have for you, Sheikh, is our situation as Muslims, is it the same everywhere? I know what's going on in Canada and in North America. A lot of times I see a lot of things that are happening in the UK, for instance. I become a little astonished about what's happening there, and then you look at what things that are happening in France, for instance, and then you kind of all of a sudden you start to, you've lived in all of these places, you've been there, you've lectured, you've had deep conversations with community leaders. Are the issues the same?
Well, basically, if we look at Islam, you know, as the revelation from the creator of the heavens and the earth to humanity, then, you know, how we interact with the revelation is based upon our humanity, our faith, and also the circumstances. So really what I found that was different about a Muslim's condition was more based upon the circumstances that they were in, and not necessarily as human beings, how they were relating to the revelation. For instance, if a person is living in a hot zone, meaning that there's a war, there's conflict, then naturally there's a lot of trauma and a lot of pressure that people are under, whereas if a person's in a peaceful zone, what appears to be a peaceful zone, then, you know, their lifestyle, their challenges are not actually going to be the same. Mm-hmm. But in terms of coming out of these conditions, whether they be in war or peace, whether they be in poverty or in riches, there is something similar. There's a thread that goes across Muslim experience. And it is that thread which is connected to the revelation that has caused our people to reinvigorate Islam. This is what I believe is tajdeed. It is the revival, the renewal of Islam. It's not a reform, but it's to take that thread, take those principles that are similar based on revelation and based on our humanity. You know, we have taste and smell and sight and hearing. You know, we have a certain human experience. So that thread that goes across, you know, there's certain principles that are the same.
Uh-huh.
And I was surprised in meeting Muslims from the Arab world, on the African continent, in Asia, in the Americas, and Muslims in Europe. I was surprised at how similar people actually were. Like, you would think that Muslims in Denmark or Sweden would be very much different than Muslims in Malaysia. And yes, the temperament is slightly different, but the challenges of making salat, of believing in one God and not submitting to idols and, you know, different other power forces, the challenges of not being tribalistic and racist,
yeah,
the challenge of calling to the good and forbidding the evil, very similar. When you go through the superficial parts of our culture, you see how close we actually are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what are these? So you're talking about certain threads. Can you give us some examples, Jeff?
I want to, you know, for instance, you know, what was happening to me, I'll show you a living experience. In 1985, after I had embraced Islam, of course, you know, back in 1979, going 1970, I had embraced Islam. I had gone to Medina. I came back. In 1985, I was asked to be the imam in the Jami Mosque, the director. And this was probably the largest masjid in Canada at the time. There were people of all different nationalities there. Over 1,000 people were coming to Jummah because there was only two major places in Toronto at that time where you could pray. And so I was forced into this position. I looked up. There were people from Asia, Africa, Arab world, new Muslims from the Americas, all the schools of thought, all the Islamic movements. And so how are you going to pray? And so the Prophet ﷺ said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli.
Mm-hmm.
Pray as you have seen me pray. And we use this as a basis. And we went into history and we tried to understand the relationship of the great imams one to another. And we found out that they were actually teachers and students of each other. They were not racial groups. It was not an identity, a tribalistic identity.
Mm-hmm.
But they were merely teachers coming out of the same position, so that, you know, if the Prophet ﷺ prayed sometimes and standing up, he raised his hand, other times he didn't, and he actually did it, then we learn to appreciate those who raised their hands and those who didn't raise their hands. And so, you know, it took us out of that school of thought fanaticism that people sometimes connected even to their own tribes, their own personalities. I mean, I'm in a masjid with all people. And one day I got so frustrated, I stood up and I said, Abu Hanifa, radiallahu rahimahullah, the great imam, he was not a Pakistani. Imam Shafi was not a Somali.
Mm-hmm.
They were Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
Because people were taking the school of thought as their racial identity. And so what we were doing in that, what we call the golden years in Toronto, we were rising above the tribalism and we were coming together as an ummah, learning to appreciate differences, okay? Uniting ourselves, even though there was some slight differences. Mm-hmm. And that, I believe, you know, is the sunnah. That is the way it was with the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. So that's the thread that was in the early times. And if we take that principle and then apply it to our condition today, of course, dealing with our own challenges, then inshallah, we can get positive results. Mm-hmm. Because that's like the spirit of the sunnah.
That's right. It's
like that thread that runs through the sunnah. So this is the idea coming out of the 10 tenets, is that spirit of Islamic lifestyle and practice, mm-hmm. that can be taken to different parts of the world. Of course, these points were really, in the beginning, focused on the Western world, meaning the Americas, Europe, and even South Africa. But now the world is a village. And because of globalization and internet, many of the challenges that we have in the West, the youth are having the same things in Africa, Asia, Middle East. So many of these principles could be applied to the Muslim world in general. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is the concept, to look at it in a practical way. We have to start to get some on-the-ground practical ways to approach our Islam, because people today, with the COVID-19 and with economic crisis and the great fitna of the world, trials and tribulations, many people are confused. And so we need some practical solutions to come out of this confusion, from mm-hmm. darkness into light.
Mm-hmm. Allah bless you, Sheikh. Barakallahu feekum. So if you're joining us just right now, inshallah, for those of you who have just joined us, we are talking about the 10 tenets of Islamic reform that the Sheikh has actually written. These are 10 points that Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Quick has been speaking about for years, actually. I've been hearing you talk about these points for quite years, for many years, Sheikh Abdullah. And every time, and this is the amazing thing that not to mention specific names, but just a couple of days ago, I told the man that I had a meeting with you. And he says, the only time I saw the Sheikh was in this khutbah. And he talked about it. He said this was years ago at a local masjid in Scarborough in Toronto. And he said to me, but it's so funny because I remember what he said like it was yesterday. And I said, oh, what was he talking about? He said he was talking about these 10 points of Islamic, he said Islamic revival. And I think one of the things that he was talking about, one of the points that he really, really, because I knew it struck in his head, because he said he was talking about this thing called operational unity. He said when he said that, I was amazed at and subhanAllah, this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people would remember a khutbah that you gave years ago where you've mentioned these kinds of points. That means it actually hit, it really struck an actual really important aspect of their lives, something that not only do you as the Sheikh see as important, but also things as the community itself is seeing as important.
So this is important for us to be able to now, in these times of where there's a lot of gray areas and a lot of deception, to be able to bring together our experiences and to share them with each other. And so while we have access to these platforms, it is important for us to be able to share our information and to come together. And the recent video that we did, the emergence. So this brings together all 10 points. And inshallah, we're hoping over the next few weeks to be doing a series of talks and interactions, going one by one through the points. Because each one of the areas are very important in a practical sense. And I found this out from dealing with people directly. I came into the masjid and thought there would be a lot of differences and schools of thought and Islamic movements and tribes and whatnot, the different theological discussions going on. Wow. But I found out that a lot of it was based upon tribalism. A lot of the reason why they divided was not one was a Salafi and one was a Sufi, or one was a Hanafi and one was a Shafi. It was the tribe. It was because of a nationalistic feeling that they didn't like that other individual or that group, but they masked it in school of thought, or they covered it with an imaginary Islamic movement to try to cover their tribalism, sometimes which bordered on racism. Mm. So the actual issue is the racism. It's the tribalism. It's not the school of thought. The imams were not divided amongst themselves. Even when they differed, they differed. They loved each other. They were teachers and students of each other. And so, you know, that's what I want to do is tear off the shell and go to the core itself of the problem, so that through understanding our internal issues, that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would help us to come out of this feeling of instability, you know, into a more solid type of community, or at least give some direction for the youth, some direction for those new Muslims who have zeal, who are coming in, who want to bite onto something. They need an emphasis. You know, if you look at Islam in practice in different parts of the world, and this is the basis of a lot of the great Islamic movements, and I won't mention names, but you'll find that in some cases, the Muslims had madrasa, they had masjid, but they lost the spirit of Islam. And so a group is formed in order to bring the spirit back to the people, to love the sunnah, to love the masjid. And that is the basis of the movement. There's another area where people were very spiritual, but they lacked knowledge. They didn't have sound knowledge. So a movement develops that focuses on Islamic education and clearing up confusion of the ignorance. In another area, people are mired in bid'ah. They are mired in innovations. They're praying to trees. They're afraid of jinnis and whatnot. And so these innovations are crowding their life. So movement develops in order to purify or to clean up people's aqidah, their belief. And so these movements come about to deal with specific areas and circumstances. In the past 30 years, after traveling around actively in the communities, there are certain issues that we have to face. We have to reprogram our Islam. I'm not talking about the basic principles of Islam, because our Sharia is clear, our principles are clear, but it's your orientation towards it. It's your orientation toward your deen. What area do I focus on? What do I emphasize? You see, and so these points can help us to reprogram ourselves and inshallah make a type of emergence. That's what we're talking about, an awakening, right? That our eyes open up in the 21st century.
Barakallahu fiqh, Sheikh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. For those of you who are joining us, I want to again tell you that we're talking about the ten tenets of Islamic revival, the emergence. The last video that the Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Quick has released out on his YouTube, and I'm actually going to share it on, I'm going to share it right now in the comments, inshallah ta'ala, so you're able to go ahead and watch it on YouTube. If you haven't seen it, go ahead and share it. Today we're introducing you to this. Sheikh, we don't want to talk about the points today. The video is only about, I believe, about shorter than 18 minutes. So what we're going to do is we're going to be able to kind of break it down a little bit so we can get a lot of this information explained by the Sheikh and go through the points one at a time, I guess, really, or even a couple at a time in the next couple of weeks, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. I do want to give a shout out, Sheikh, before we go to some of the people who are joining us here. So we have Baron from Los Angeles has joined us. And he's saying, alhamdulillah, it is a warm, it's warm over there, which is, we envy you, Brother Baron, because it is freezing out here. we have Rushdin from Cape Town, South Africa. We have someone from, I don't know where that is, Sheikh. I'm really sorry. I'm afraid of saying that wrong. I don't know if you know that city or not.
Padang Bulan, looks like it, maybe Indonesia or Malaysia.
Indonesia and Malaysia, yes.
Perfect. Yeah, it looks like that.
And we even have one from Ontario here.
Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Zainab.
Allahu Akbar, yes. Yeah. And we have some people who are joining us from Yemen as well, Medina.
Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan.
Where do we have? We have Abdul Mumin from Zion, Illinois. And Abu Mawadda from Pittsburgh. Allahu Akbar, Pittsburgh. It must be as cold just as us right now. Yes. And Alexandria, Virginia. So a lot of people are joining us from all over the world. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. From San Antonio, Asta Khadija is joining us from there. And all the way from beautiful Texas, Brother Abdurrahman is joining us as well, inshallah. So a shout out to all of you who have joined us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, inshallah. If you have any questions, if you have any inquiries that you want the Sheikh to respond to, bismillahi ta'ala, in this, in the upcoming lives, inshallah, I think the next live that we have here is Saturday, Sheikh. 3:30 Toronto time, so Eastern Standard Time. So you have to look for what time that would be for you, inshallah. That will be our next live stream, where we're going to be talking about at least the first couple of these tenets. Sheikh Abdullah, anything you want to finish with, inshallah, before we end this live?
Yes, we also want to invite our brothers and sisters and viewers to the YouTube channel itself.
Yes.
And because there is a number of valuable programs, you know, that are there. There's a discussion that came out in this recent crisis, the real black eye is what we call it. And that is a interesting discussion in terms of the racism and things that are going on in the world. And also those who are interested in history, we have The Empire Strikes Black, which is the Islam in East Africa. There's a series. There's also our series, The Black Muslim Experience, From Mecca to the Americas. And there are a number of other videos and books and things that you can go to find in the website and at the YouTube channel. So we invite you, you know, there for this source information. And this series of the emergence, the 10 tenets of this emergence, is the beginning of a series that we hope to be continue. Which will take us through a number of areas. And these 10 are practical 10 to get us going. And then, inshallah, we hope to continue on to the 40 hadith of Islamic revival and to the complete advice and sincerity. There's important issues to deal with internal change and how we can prepare ourselves for an awakening, an emergence, to come out of the stagnation that we are in, and then become more relevant to our present situation. So we welcome all our brothers and sisters to come along. Many of us are locked down, so you've got a lot of extra time. If you're practicing Islam, you don't have to worry about your Christmas tree and your Christmas presents, and you know, or your New Year's alcohol. So we have plenty of time during this. So it's a time for us to study. And to start to go into certain issues and to really analyze ourselves to see how we can make some specific changes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help us out of our condition.
And if again, I've shared the actual YouTube channel, so you can go ahead and subscribe there. I've actually even showed some of the screens that we have on there, inshallah ta'ala. Go ahead, join us on the YouTube channel. Go ahead and join us on the Instagram as well. Sheikh Abdullah is at abdullah.quick. And I am at this_moon_lives. Sheikh Abdullah, Jazakallah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and give you Jannah. You have been a true inspiration for all of us, and your talks have always been, alhamdulillah, quite helpful to our movement. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.